everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're talking about five ways to receive blessings. Now, a lot of people, I don't know many people who aren't included in this category, are always wanting to get more out of life and asking for different ways and seeking different ways that they can get more out of life. And I guess you could say that most people are seeking more blessings and more opportunities. Do you think that's a fair assessment? That, I mean, who doesn't want more blessings, right? Who doesn't want their quality of life to improve? So it's also important to try and improve oneself in parenthood, in school, in work, and within our communities. And it's not always easy. In fact, it's usually pretty tough. So today we're going to be talking about five things that will help us align our actions in a way that we can receive blessings. And so blessings may not be becoming rich without a lot of effort. Darn it, we're not going to win the lottery necessarily. They may not be becoming rich with a lot of effort. We may just not become rich. Darn it. But blessings can bring joy and peace, and those two things are really priceless. So the first one is obedience. And we talked a lot about obedience last week. And so I'm not going to go into this one too much, but there's a lot of great blessings that can come from just simply being obedient. The next one is integrity. And I just don't really think there's any substitute for integrity. And you want to be somebody that people can trust and that you can do the right thing even when no one knows, or even when no one's looking, or even when it probably won't make that big of a difference to anyone but you. The next one is trust. And this, I think, goes both ways. Can people put trust in you? Can you put trust in God? Are you willing to put trust in other people and believe in the human spirit? The fourth one is discernment, and being able to know the difference between right and wrong. And I really think this just has a lot to do with just being in tune with God. And if you're living a good life and you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, that's going to happen automatically. You're just going to be in tune with God and be able to know the difference between right and wrong. And the last one is giving. How giving are you? Are you giving of your time? Are you giving of your financial means, if that's a possibility? Are you giving of a listening ear? Are you willing to just simply listen to people instead of always talking about you? How giving are you? Well, Richard Iyer said the principle of acting in good faith is at the heart of decent work. Wise words indeed. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.